Look, again, we meet this Wednesday on the fifth Sunday of Easter. You know, going through the gospel today, I like the image Jesus used. He called himself a vine, and we are branches, and his father, who is our father, is a vine grower. So this beautiful image of the divine, of the vine and the branches shows how all of us, we are united. So the vine, the branches, and the vine grower. And this unity is divided into two. First, with one another, how we relate with one another, and how do we relate with Jesus. And as I was trying to figure out how I can describe this, it came to my mind this vertical and horizontal kind of faith. That horizontal, we have to do good to one another. We have to unite by doing something great to one another. And we do. And some people just stay there horizontally. Oh, we are doing good things. We are helping our neighbors. We are helping our parents. We are helping. But we have to go vertical in order to be complete. Horizontal and vertical. Yes, we relate with a lot of people. We do great things with the people. But where those comes from? It comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to have a good relationship with Jesus too. That's what Jesus is saying, that if you want to remain, you can remain in me. And you're going to see the great things. And as I told you, you know, maybe before, that I've been calling people and are just checking in how they're doing. And I've been hearing a lot of stories, you know, people telling me about how people are so nice to them, especially in this time. I've been asking a question, how do you get your groceries, especially if you are above 60? And I hear a lot of good stories about, oh, I give the list to my neighbors and they will go to the store and bring my groceries. You know, my children are being driving from far away, from Wisconsin, from Indiana, coming and doing shopping for me. Those are stories I'm hearing from the people. This is great. And that's what Jesus is talking about, the unity, the relationship, staying together. But as we stay together and do all those good things, we have to know where those good things are coming from. So, and Jesus said, I want us to bear good fruits. And we are going to bear good fruits if we are faithful to Jesus. And if you are faithful to one another. I know this time the temptation is always to think about your families. You know, your family, your friends, you know, you think about your children. That is a temptation, especially in this difficult time. You know, you pray and you ask God, God, please protect my family. Please do something for my family. That is a temptation. But we are reminded today that we are more than our families. We are more than our neighbors. We are more, you know, we have to open up. if you want the grace of God to come and cover us, let us pray for others. Let us offer the prayer to others. Let us offer our goodness to others. That's what Jesus wants. As Him as a vine, we as a branches, and God our Father, you know, as a vine grower. So let us stay together. Let us try call and checking in others. You know, and make it the intention that I'm going to call this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to check if they are, how they are doing. Not only your parents or not only you, the people you love. But this time, let us care for one another, knowing that the grace of God is upon us, and knowing that we have to be protected and covered by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this, as I said, this vertical and horizontal kind of faith, let us be our motto, you know, prayer, good things, prayer and good things. And as we do that, we'll be united. We'll remain as branches, and Jesus will be a vine, and our Father will be the vine grower.